Okay, so we're going to start the sugya of mechusar begadah. All right, so just let's just start with before we get to the sukkah in the Torah, let's start with the Rambam. Not that the Rambam comes first, but look at the Rambam and Perek Yud Halacha Dal and Klei Mikdash. So that's like the starting point. Okay. Okay, so the mitzvah is to do what? Is to make these begadim. What are the begadim, by the way? You should know my heart by now. Let's say a Kohen Hedjot. What are the four clothes that the Kohen Hedjot would wear? Mikvasayim. Avnet. Avnet. And what, okay, that's all. You know, for now, it's all we really care about. Forget the Kohen Gadol for now, okay? We'll be focusing on the Kohen Hedjot. Right, so the Kohen Hedjot, again, you have Mikvasayim. What else do you have?
Mikbat.
Okay.
And the Avnet, which is the sash, and
good. Okay. So then what's the mitzvah? So Gabriel, read the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Okay, so slow. So what? So how does he know? Because in other words, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that the Kohen should do avoda with them, right? Because it says v'asisa v'gdei kodesh, and it says v'esbanav takriv v'hil bashtam kutanos. The Kohen Gadol. Okay, so if he's lacking one of these garments, let's just stick with that for now. Right, if he's lacking one of the garments, so the Kohen Hedjot, let's say, decides he doesn't want to wear the mikbas or something like that, so then it's considered mechusar begadim. Okay, missing mechusar begadim. And here the key line in the Rambam is what? He's a voda's puzzle. He's a voda's puzzle. Okay? Okay. V'chai Misa. And he's no different than a czar. Right? Okay. Everyone know what a czar is by now? You should. What? Yeah, non-coin. Okay. Shenamar. Okay. Now he quotes directly from the Gemara. Bizman. Very funny lashon, no? Did you find that to be strange? Or not?
Like they have no
right. What is it? Yeah. What does that mean? Isn't that odd?
Like they're no longer a Kohen.
I don't know.
So when they're right, when they have their clothing on, what are they? Now they become a Kohen. But if it's not on, they're not Kohen. What? Right. Well, of course. Right. So obviously, right. No. Of course not. So what does that mean? What? Ella Harein Kazarin Benamar Hazara Korev Yumas. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right, okay, and notice that pasuk he quotes. What does that whole pasuk say? In the first section there, the chagarta. Okay, right. Okay, so take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara is on what? Is on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. All the Mishnah tells us is mechusar begadim. Do you know what that is? Right, well, that's what I meant. Yeah. You guys read the Mishnah. You guys also read the Rambams. Okay. So take a look at the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say?
Can you just give a tiny little interview on the Mishnah?
It's just mechusar begadim.
No,
that's it. Mechusar begadim. Game, set, match.
Oh, so everything I said about the Zohar and the...
That's only in the Gemara. All in the Gemara. This is all Gemara.
What's all in the Mishnah?
No. Right. You should just read the. I underline it. Just those two words. Yeah. Mechusar begadim. All right. Weiter. So mechusar begadim.
Minolan. Amar Rav Avuha. Amar Rav Yochanan. Mitzvah Tuvah. Mishnei. Rav Eliezer. Rav Shimon. Davar Kra. Bechargosam Avnei Arav. Vada Bechashta Lahem. Mikvaos. Vayisal Lahem. Kuna Chukas.
Bechavashta Lahem. Mikvaos. Right. Vayisal Lahem. Kuna Chukas. So in making them and you make them an avnet. And what else?
And you make me and you like you.
Put a hat on.
Okay.
Different word for a hat.
Okay. V'hai selahem kun al-chalam. How many begadim are listed in the pasuk? How many begadim are listed in the pasuk? Two. Okay. Keep that in mind. Anyway, so what do? You make an op. You should have noticed that. You noticed that, right?
No.
Okay. So of course not. Why would you notice something like that? Okay. So but keep that in mind. The Gemara notices it. So what do you see? You see that what? You make him an avnet and mikbaos. And then again, v'hai solahem kuno chlasalam. And what the people in the Gemara, bizman.
Bizman shvigdeim aleihem kuno samaleihem. Ein bigdeim aleihem, ein bigdeim aleihem.
Okay. Rashi?
which one thing you have making for them about?
V'hai Shalahem. Hold on.
Halavisha Zos Lekahuna Ilya Maker.
No, 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 slow though. Halavisha Zos, you have to know how to read it.
Okay.
Halavisha Zos. Lekahuna. This wearing is for what purpose? Kahuna. Meaning. Alma Rashi.
Alma Kuna Sam Luya Bibidehem.
Stop.
Okay.
So the very identity of being a Kohen is Tully, is dependent on when you're wearing these begadim, right? So if he's missing one beged, what happens? He's a Zar. Okay? Uvazar, which again, it's a funny idea. Uvazar, Ashkechan. Ah, and that's the. And what does he mean that he's a Zar? There's two steps here. First, he's treated like a Zar. And if a Zar does a Voda, what's the lacha? It's not good. The Voda's puzzle. Okay? It's a Chil Avoda. Right? Yes. So now what's Gemara say? Alright, so where's the question? You're telling me you learn out this halacha from where? From the Chagrata Osam Avneit, right? Which teaches you that only when they're wearing the begadim are they the finest kohanim, right? The Gemara says, no, we have a different pasuk, a better pasuk, right? Why not learn it from there? What's that pasuk? Okay, so what's the context for this? No, no, but where's the context? Why was this brought in? Because come on, right after who? Mishmini after. Thank you. After Nadav and Avihu, right? That's why they darshan out that must have been they got drunk. Okay. All right. So the lachos of Shasin Yain are brought in there. So what does it say? It says. Al tasht. Okay. Okay. And therefore, and what do you see at the end? Ulahavdil. What does that mean? Rashi. Okay, so Gemara's got a good question, right? Why would you learn it from the Chagrata Asam Avnet, right? Which teaches you Bahaisa Kuna, that the Kuna's Tully on them, on whether they're wearing the Begadim or not. Learn from this Pasuk. What does the Pasuk of an Isser Shechra teach you? How do they darshan out from the pasuk? Lahavda ben kodesh b'chol, which means what? Which means what? Look, what's Rashi telling you? New avoda shata obe b'shichrus kriyachol, right? So okay, so if I do avoda, if I'm gonna say the shichrus, what's the halacha of the avoda? Okay, it's pasul, right? Okay, let's be careful now. Does that mean he's like a? Not really, right? Okay, did you pick up on that? Okay, good. So do you understand? There's already, you see this, there is something different going on here because the pasuk of the Chagrata Osam, that's telling you that the guy's like a czar. Rashi's telling this to you. That over there, it's telling you he's like a czar. And if he's like a czar, therefore they vote as pasul. And just to be a little hyper brisker, which means it sounds like it's din in the gavra. Whereas by yayin v'shechar, what does it sound like it's telling you? It's din in the maisa. Meaning if I'm drunk, I'm still a kohen. It's just I can't do a vote now. There's one's a definition in who he is. A czar can't do a vote, right? There's no idea like that.
There's only one problem. What's the connection between that?
Please don't tell me that was your svara. What?
What's the connection between that and...
That's not a svara. What?
What's the connection between that and begadim?
It's that.
Which
it's
one?
That.
Oh, so the Gemara's going to answer that in a second. Obviously, the Gemara's got a trick up its sleeve, but I'm saying at this point, what would you say? The distinction is fairly clear. I mean, it's not exactly the same, because one's teaching you a din in him, right, that you're defined as someone who's a czar, which means that now I there's no idea of a voda. The other one's telling you that if I'm drunk, I can't do a voda, which sounds like a din lemaisa, right? You're still a kohen. You said he can't do a voda. Okay. And now the Gemara goes on. So that's your cue, Gabriel. Mechusav regadim. What's that, by the way? When? Right, okay, so we'll just go in the order. What would they do? They get to the base of Mikdash. They take out the... What was the name of the kli that they used? Thank you, the kior. Right? They would wash their hands, and then what would they do? They're ready to go for working. Okay? Okay. So if Kishadam Raglayim, right, that's also something that what? That if you don't do... What? Bingo. Okay? So Mechusav regadim also. And how do you know that? Tom Alomar.
Chukra.
The Zereshava.
He didn't have to tobel like every day before.
Every day before.
Did he have to tobel?
Yeah. Well, the Kiddush Adar Maglaim. Kiddush Adar Maglaim.
Wow.
Mikvah is a lacha by what?
A kior. If a kior is good enough, well, you have to go do.
Well, assuming they weren't. Right, so now they're going, now, so what? I mean, just mechanic wise, what's the Gemara always going to ask when you have two psukim? Gemara saying just two psukim, right? Okay. So Gemara's going, so what questions are always the Gemara ask when you bring in two psukim? Yeah, there's what can I learn one from the other? So Gemara says if you only had email hasam, what does the Gemara want? The Gemara wants both. Why? Because email hasam havaminas. If you did what? If you only learned it out from. If you only had Shastu Yayin, what would you think? Right, Aval. Imalo, Kamash Bulan. What a Havamina. What's a Havamina telling you? What would you think? If I had the Pasuk of Shastu Yayin, I would think that it's only what? It's only that Avoda which the Kohen does, where he is Chai Misa. That's the situation where Mechusa Bergadim would be a problem. But let's say it was a non Avoda Chai Misa. What would be an example of that? What? Say it again? Okay, it's correct. Let's say Chumash Adesh. Tully's saying that, you're right. Tully's saying that ultimately, that what do you see? You see the idea of, the halakhic idea of a czar is not limited to simply an idea that you're Yisrael. Rather what? Czar means I cannot do Avoda. That's it. That's the definition of a czar, which is an amazing idea because that means that a Kohen, even though he's genetically a Kohen, right? And outside the mikdash, you still have to give him kavod. That still exists. The kiddush still exists. But nonetheless, what do you? Well, I don't know about that. But what do you see? You see that the idea of a czar is not a din in some sort of yichus. Rather, what is it? It's simply that a czar means I can't do avoda. That's all czar means. I cannot do avoda. But if that's true,
what didn't I get? Is that what you
right? Okay, so there's two ways you could define puzzle. Listen. There's two ways you could define puzzle. So one idea of puzzle is that a czar cannot generate avoda. It's an impossibility. It's absurd. He hasn't done anything. What is he doing? He's taking. If he goes ahead and does, if he does Kabbalah's dom, he's not doing Kabbalah's dom. What is he doing? He's taking a kli. He's catching blood. Right. He hasn't done anything. There's no idea of a voda that ever is able to be generated if he's a czar. Or the other possibility is that what?
One is that he's done
this is where the Kohen's different. You can't say that by a Kohen. You can't say a Kohen, if a Kohen was really like a czar, it's not that the Kohen can't produce a voda, rather what? It's that he can't produce a voda. He does a voda. The only problem is it's a psul. Meaning there's a defect in the voda itself. There's a difference between saying the two. If he's truly like a czar, then what would you have to say? He can never generate an avoda to begin with. There's no idea of generating an avoda. It can't emerge, right? But if you say this is, if you, when the Gemara is saying that applies to all of Oda, what's it really trying to tell you? It's true, czar means, see, the idea of czar, like you're saying, right, the first idea of czar, that it's like a genetic thing, right, that would mean that it's impossible for him to generate an avoda. It'd be impossible. But the other way to learn is if you hold czar is simply a state that I can't do avoda, right, if that's true, then you could start saying things like, maybe it's a psul mahavmina. Maybe it's. That was Misa the way we're saying it right now. So you would say, what's Chiyav Misa doing? Chiyav Misa is really telling you, it's really telling you this a certain status of the Misa itself. It's telling you, this Misa is a Hamina. This Misa is one kind of A, and the secondary is B kind of Misa, right? So then, if that's the case, what are you left with in the Maskana? What are you going to have to say to get out of the Chiyav Misa problem? Because this distinction still exists. You're squeezing out of the problem, right? In other words, okay, or
if you're going to view it as a not institution, but I guess parts to the overall goal of avoda,
then you can start separating out based on a misa.
Yeah.
Correct. In other words, the Hamina is going to say that what? The Hamina is going to say that when it comes to the Kohen, what you could do is you could look at avoda in a discrete manner. You can start separating this kind of avoda from that kind of avoda, right? And you can start playing around which situation a Kohen would be, what do you call it, because of regard it would apply or not. But you need to say, therefore, that when you look at avoda of the Mikdash, you look at it as different types, right? They're discrete, okay? But if you look at it as an institution of avoda, avoda is an institution of the Mikdash, right? There's no mechanism to split them up. What about Chiyav Misa? You say, so that's a chumrah. You say, like, within the system, there's certain avodas that he would get Misa for. But when it comes to psul avoda, there's no mechanism to say one's discrete from the other. It's the institution of avoda. Meaning, mechusa bergadah means what? The system of avoda now is psul. Right? It's a din of the institution itself, not insofar as discrete avodas. That's how you can get it. Says, the Gemara says, okay, Ashkechan, I'm going to read this real quickly, okay? Ashkechan, Mechusah Bergadim, right? Well, it's just a Yayim and Alan. But one second, but we know Mechusah Bergadim applies to what? All avoda. But we also know that, Masoretically, Shasayayim also has got to apply to all avoda. We know that. So how do you know that to be true, though? Where do we know that from? Oh, so Gemara says, Asya chukka chukka mechusar begadim. That is like a, that's like a, in basketball, what do you have on those flagrant flat? It's like a, that's a, you know, it's worse than a foul. Yeah, like that's like ejection from the game. Right, you're ejected. Because how can the Gemara do this? It's amazing what the Gemara does. The Gemara just said that, the Gemara says, Shasagayin has chukka, right? This wasn't. Shasagayin has chukka, right? Okay. And that's the, imagine a bicycle wheel. So that's your core. That's the center of the bicycle wheel, right? That's Shasagayin chukka. The Gemara says, okay, so now anywhere else that it says chukka, let's say pasuk A, B, and C, what are we going to say? It applies there as well. That's a classic Zera Shava. But now the Gemara says, yeah, but 1 second, but we're stuck now. Because if that's true, by Shasa Yayin, by the original one, it's only limited to certain kinds of avoda. But we know that's not true. So how do we know that Shasa Yayin exists by all avodas? From A. But you can't do that. You can't do that. So watch what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what? You can't do that. They are.